आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam today. The first program will take place in Darang, where Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects. The projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital and GNM School and BSc Nursing College, strengthening medical education and healthcare delivery in the region. The foundation stone will also be laid for the Guwahati Ring Road project to enhance urban mobility, decongest traffic and improve connectivity in and around the capital city. Besides, foundation stone will be laid for Kuruvanarangi Bridge over River Brahmaputra, improving connectivity and promoting socio-economic development in the region. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Assam Bioethanol Private Limited at Numaligarh Refinery Plant at Golaghat, aimed at promoting clean energy and reducing dependence on fossil fuels. He will also lay the foundation stone of the polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited, adding significant value to Assam's petrochemical sector. It will also generate employment opportunities and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Last evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in the 100th birth anniversary celebrations of Bharat Ratna and legendary singer-musician Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister asserted that Bhupen Hazarika's songs continue to unite India and give energy to its people. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of the music maestro in 21 languages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Union government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in valley districts yesterday at Imphal. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jadhav emphasized upon engagement of local artists and content creators with Doordarshan and Akashwani Kendras with an aim to generate regional and local content and revenue. During his review of the work of different media units of the ministry yesterday at Akashwani Lucknow office, Mr. Jadhav said that units of Information and Broadcasting Ministry are the face of the government because they not only connect with the common citizen but also have deep presence in the far-flung areas of the country also. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. It's the first time since February this year that these two teams will share the field. The two teams head into the contest on the back of overwhelming wins against UAE and Oman. India defeated UAE by 9 wickets in Dubai on Wednesday, while Pakistan beat Oman by 93 runs at the same venue on Friday. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka sailed a 6-wicket victory over Bangladesh in their Group B match in Abu Dhabi last night. In women's cricket, host India will take on Australia in the first one-day international of the crucial three-match series at New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The series offers India more than just match practice. With the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 set to begin later this month, the two sides look to fine-tune their preparations for the marquee event scheduled to take place in India and Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.